The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, do you like to eat nuts? Like super nummy hazelnuts and almonds and filberts and macadamia nuts and Brazil nuts? Right? You like cracking them open and digging out the choicest morsels of delectable nut meats? Because I really don't. Yep, no reason, just not a big nut fan. Never have been. Anyway, here's Mr. Totally Nutty McNutsu himself, Eric Metaxas.
I don't know what to say. What do you say to that? What do you say to that?
Enjoy a big can of nuts,
it's
I guess.
It's unbelievable. Okay, listen, this is exciting. Mm-hmm. If you're tracking at home, it's mm-hmm. Friday. And on Friday, we try to do something a little special. We almost always fail, but not today.
No,
today, in a couple of minutes, we have on somebody. This is a big deal. If you don't know who this is, just stay tuned. If you know who it is, you'll already know it's a big deal. Victor Davis Hanson, the famous VDH, Victor Davis Hanson, is going to be on this program. Now, we tried to get him in the studio. We couldn't do it. Then we said we've got him on Skype so that he's going to be in the big screen right behind me. And we just found out, not happening. He's going to be on the phone. Well, listen.
Yes.
If you're listening on the radio, you couldn't care less. And Victor Davis Hanson has just written a book called The Case for Trump. Now, he's one of the most brilliant, sober-minded geniuses in America. And I think you owe it to yourself, if you're not happy with the president, to read this book or at least to listen to my interview with Victor Davis Hanson, because he really helps us frame things so that we understand what we're dealing with right now. Because, you know, voting for president, it's not a popularity contest. It certainly ought not to be. But I can't believe we're going to have him on. Now, I don't want to forget, Albin, to tell people there are lots of people. I meet them whenever I travel. Okay, I was just all over the country recently. And I meet people who have no idea that I have a radio show. Okay. They say, oh, I love you on Breakpoint. And I go, I stopped doing Breakpoint like 3 months ago. A. B. I'm on the radio 2 hours a day interviewing geniuses, entertainers. We had Sammy Davis Jr. on here the other day. It's wonderful. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I believe Robert Lawford was on here.
A lot
of the Rat Pack have passed through, and people don't even know that I'm doing the radio program. So
I would blame your producer.
I wish I could, but he's sitting right here, and I have to be very careful. He's sensitive. So look, I want to tell people, first of all, please tell your friends that I have this radio program. But secondly, please subscribe to our weekly newsletter. We don't advertise. It's just a weekly newsletter that kind of lets you know what I'm doing. There are often photographs some of them of me and Albin in compromising awkward situations.
Oh,
and we share them with you just because there's a freedom that we have. Right. We're not under the law. It's all about grace, and we don't care. So we share that kind of stuff. But the most important thing is that all of the guests that week, we describe what the conversation was, and there's a link you can click right to it.
Yeah.
So, folks, do you understand that you're busy? Some people listen to this on their smartphones, which I recommend. Go to the app on your smartphone and put in Metaxas and get the app so you can listen to it whenever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this week, you may have missed some of our conversations. For example, as I said, we're going to talk to Victor Davis Hanson in a moment. After that, we're going to be talking about the famous character from the Revolution, Light Horse Harry Lee, the father of Robert E. Lee. A fantastic character. There's a new book about him. If you like history, if you don't like history, there's still a new book about him. We talked this week to Chris Whitford. She's the woman who stole my wife's job at Avail.
I know.
Actually, that's not true. We gave her. Suzanne was looking and looking and looking for someone wonderful enough to replace Suzanne. And anybody who knows Suzanne knows that's pretty tough.
It is.
But then we found Chris Whitford and we said, good enough. Seriously, Chris Whitford is so great that we're tickled to death. She's running Avail. That's the crisis pregnancy center, or the pregnancy center, or the women's center, whatever you call it here in New York City. You know they need your help, right? We're in New York. You know about the abortion law that was just passed. So Avail, if you're interested in giving. But let me say that Chris Whitford came on the show. You're going to be able to watch it on YouTube. A lot of this stuff you can watch on YouTube, or if you have Metaxas Super. Louis Palau,
yes,
was on the show yesterday. Folks, Louis Palau is a legend. We've had so many great guests.
His movie, they only have one more day.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow, Saturday at 1 o'clock, I think, most places.
Matinee, yep.
If you miss it, I don't know, I guess that's it. But Louis Palau, very inspiring. If you want to inspire your teenagers or you want to get inspired yourself, phenomenal. We had Tina Marie Griffin on. She calls herself the counterculture mom. And she has a blog and so on and so forth. But she is so dynamic, helping parents navigate the toxic culture in which we live. We had Mike Lindell on.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, have I mentioned Mike Lindell? Mr. My Pillow?
Yeah, Mr. Bulldozer driver, too.
And he drove. Okay, in the Unplanned movie, he drives a bulldozer at the end of it.
Yeah.
And because he basically, if you buy anything from MyPillow.com, you're supporting all kinds of great causes. Now, he's a sponsor on this program, but I want to say that just yesterday he sent me another pillow because he said, you need the thin pillow, because I saw him I saw him in Anaheim.
Yeah.
And he takes everything personally. Like he just goes, you need the thin pillow. And he starts talking to me about my pillow needs. And then he says to somebody there with him, write down Eric's address. And blah, blah, blah. So sure enough, yesterday I get the thin pillow.
Yeah.
And you open up the box, and what falls out of the box besides the pillow? A scripture verse in every single box. This is the kind of guy Mike Lindell is, which is one of the reasons he's a sponsor on this program. I love the guy.
And by the way, John Zmirak is getting a one big pillow for both of his beagles. We just arranged that.
Oh, you don't want two?
Said he wants them both on the same big pillow. So we've actually, that's in the process.
What a control freak he is.
Oh, that
Why
guy.
Can't he give them the choice? All right. So, okay, but Mike Lindell, they do pet pillows. They do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But scripture verses fall out of the box. And so this is a guy that, how do you not admire him? He gave $1 million to the film Unplanned.
Yes.
And actually, this is a final opportunity I get this week to say to you, if you've not seen the film, don't say, yeah, I know. Folks, buy some tickets. And if you don't go see the film, give the tickets to someone to see. If we don't support movies that tell the truth about some of these hot-button issues, only one side gets the facts out. Planned Parenthood is using your tax dollars to lie to the American people about what they do. This movie is trying to tell the truth. I interviewed the woman whose story it is, Abby Johnson. She was with us at NRB the other day.
Yeah.
That's another thing you can watch on our website. You can see that interview. But I want to say that Unplanned is a kind of movie, it comes around very, very rarely. You have to support it. So I am hoping that youth groups this weekend, folks, it's Friday, this weekend, drag your church youth group, drag your friends, tell your teenager, here are 10 tickets, get 10 friends, go see this movie, here's money for popcorn and soda, have a good time. Their lives will be changed when they see this movie.
It will.
Because it is very even-handed. It doesn't come across like propaganda. It comes across like this is one woman's story.
It's
well done. And as you know, I was supposed to be in the movie.
I know.
And I'm very hurt about
that. I've been hearing about it every day, every hour.
Albin, it's not that I'm bitter. It's that I'm bitter and angry. There's a difference. No, it's funny because we just couldn't work it out with my schedule. Because the whole rubber suit, it takes 4 hours to put it on. There's prosthetics. I was going to play the creature from the Black Lagoon in the film. And when they told us how long it takes to get the suit on, I said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that and take the subway and do the radio show. So they got somebody else to do it. But anyway, I was supposed to be in the film. I'm not joking. I was supposed to be the father of the young girl who he brings her in to get an abortion and she almost dies.
Right, yeah.
So that was supposed to be my role, but we couldn't work it out. But maybe in the sequel, mm-hmm. Unplanned 2, Electric Boogaloo, I'll get that role. But I got to say, so much stuff going on. So you have to go to ericmetaxas.com. While you're there, you know, you can look around, do whatever you like, but make sure you sign up for Get My Latest Thoughts, because I would love more people to know who our guests are and so on and so forth. When we come back, folks, honestly, big deal. Victor Davis Hanson on the program. Don't go. He's a genius.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas for Americans for Freedom of Religion. Look, I am blessed to have a platform where I can be authentic and open about who I am and what I believe. But too many public school students who want to peacefully pray, read the Bible, and share about their faith are silenced, embarrassed, and even disciplined by teachers and administrators. AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org teaches students of all faiths that they're protected while living out their faith in their public school. You'll find the Department of Education's clear guidelines on AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org. No student should have to apologize for being true to their values that you as parents worked so hard to instill in them. If you're a concerned Christian parent, please contact us so we can tell you how to get involved locally. You can volunteer, you can pray, and you can donate to keep our nonprofit mission moving forward. Visit AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org to learn more. We need your partnership to achieve our goals. What's happening in our public schools to Christian students can be changed, and we're asking for your help.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com.
We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now, wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in 3 minutes. That's right, just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
I got a surprise for you. Only in the previous segment, I spoiled the surprise by telling you. But in fact, on the line from sunny California, none other now as my guest than Victor Davis Hanson. In case you don't know who he is, he's a professor of classics emeritus at California State in Fresno. He's with the Hoover Institution, Stanford University, yada, yada, yada. I admire him, and I'm thrilled to have him on. Victor Davis Hanson, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you've written a book with a very simple title. It's The Case for Trump. I think when someone of your stature, someone whom I respect as I do, writes a book with a simple title like that, I just want to get out of the way as well as I might and ask you, first of all, why did you write a book called The Case for Trump?
Well, I wanted to remind the people who voted for Trump, the so-called deplorables and irredeemables, that...
Hey, that's my mother you're talking about, Victor.
Yeah, well, a lot of people that we all know, that there was not just an emotional and a short-term, but they had the right instincts about the long-term trajectory of the United States.
Right.
In other words, whatever one thought of Trump at this time in this place, he was all... between us and what was a socialist trajectory, as we see now with the agenda that's forming up in 2020, and then not to feel bad about doing it and not to give in to the social ostracism that people were experiencing as if voting for Trump was a reflection on their own lack of morality or sophistication or education. In fact, it was a wise choice given what 16 years of Obama and Hillary Clinton would do. And then I wanted to remind them that by historical standards of past presidents, keeping in mind we don't know, the public didn't know what they were actually doing as well in a more closed society without social media and the internet, that nothing that Trump has done in office compares to the behavior of Bill Clinton or JFK or LBJ or even maybe Harry Truman or FDR, and that they should be confident that the first 2 years of his administration have confirmed their initial decision to vote for him.
Well, I love it when someone with real academic stature writes a book that I would have liked to write if I had the academic stature of that person, because you've just, in a few seconds, articulated what I've been thinking, and I think a lot of people have been thinking, but it's important to write it down. You often talk about this stuff on TV. I've seen you a lot on Fox lately. But what you just said about previous administrations, I mean, imagine that we're criticizing a president for something he did 10 years ago or something that he said 12 years ago, as though he said it the other day. It was kind of presented. I've not heard many people say this, but when that October tape came out 2 years ago, the Billy Bush tape, everyone acted as though he had just said it a few days earlier, and it was something that he had said over a decade earlier, and he didn't say it in a speech. He said it on a hot mic. He thought he was making a kind of a bawdy comment. Now, I wouldn't make that comment. I don't have friends that would say anything like that. But to say, to act as though he had done something reprehensible right before the election, it was a real act of dishonesty on NBC's part and the part of the mainstream media to present it that way. At least I thought so.
Yeah, and I think I agreed, and I had a similar reaction, but also two additional thoughts about it. At the time, I thought, this is crude, and he shouldn't have said it, and he said it a long time ago, but is it as crude as Barack Obama on a hot mic basically telling the Russian president that if Russia recalibrated their behavior before the 2012 election, then Barack Obama would be flexible? That was a euphemism for canceling missile defense with the Czech Republic and Poland, which he did do. And yet, because he said it in a sober, judicious fashion, it wasn't considered outrageous, but it was far more outrageous than what Trump said. And then second, when I look at Trump's behavior in office, I ask myself, is Ivanka a liaison for an affair that he's conducting in the way Anna Roosevelt was, Roosevelt's daughter, with helping Fisk to be enacted with Lucy Mercer, or has he exposed himself as LBJ, apparently, according to Robert Carroll's biography, did on a number of occasions, or is he having virtual orgies in the White House pool? Or we don't need to get into Bill Clinton. I'm not trying to excuse that behavior.
Well, no, the virtual orgies, I thought that was JFK, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
You've got to keep your philanderers straight if you come on this show, sir.
Well, there are all three of them, Clinton, JFK, and LBJ.
I had not heard that LBJ had exposed himself. I'd heard things sort of around that. But who's is that, the Robert Caro biography?
Yes, it does.
Well, this is what's kind of funny, is that here you have presidents of the United States in each of these cases now, Democrats, doing things in the office, not 10 years before or 20 years before they took office, but in the office, that shows contempt for the office. And when you show contempt for the office, obviously you're showing greater contempt for the American people. The idea that on our coinage, we have the profile of John F. Kennedy, who routinely brought prostitutes into the White House. It's really a staggering thing to consider that people have not gone back. I mean, if people are calling for the removal of statues of Thomas Jefferson and Washington and Columbus, the idea that people aren't asking that our coins are 50-cent pieces, most of which we don't see very much, but nonetheless that represent something, that they wouldn't be changed. That's the double standard, and I think it's important that we bring it to people's attention, which is why I'm so grateful for you and for this book, The Case for Trump.
Yeah, I think progressivism can be looked at as sort of an identity insurance. So if you're Joe Biden, you're just old Joe Biden, Uncle Joe. But if you were Donald Trump and you were coming up from behind a woman and blowing in her hair, that would be, or doing, you know, almost caressing her, that would be an indictment against his character, a window into his dark soul, so to speak. The same thing with the Southern Poverty Law Center, same thing with Jesse Smollett, the reaction and fate of Jesse Smollett. And what I'm getting at is that ever so insidiously, we have created a culture in which when progressives do certain things that are contradictory to the progressive morality, then they're excused as just a one-off, or it's incidental, it's not essential to their character. But when somebody else does the same thing, it's an indictment of their very being and sort of a touchstone to who they really are. And if we don't talk about that asymmetry, then it continues and expands. And it's never been more true than about Donald Trump. We're applying a standard of justice and ethical audit of him that we've never done to any other progressive I can think of.
Well, we've never done it to anyone. It's unheard of. It's an absurdity. my instinct is that most Americans see this, and that we've become very sophisticated with regard to the media, that we can read between the lines. Perhaps not quite enough, but at least enough that we have a fighting chance, to preserve the republic. What is your prognostication going forward? What is your sense of the history of where we are now and where we might be in 6 or 12 years?
Yeah, I think the Republicans or the conservative movement's a little bit naive. They look at the 1,000 offices they picked up during the Obama years, or maybe the Trump surprising election. They think, we're even. And what they don't understand is that the engines that form long-term trends and educational agendas, they're all anti-conservative. The university's anti-conservative, the foundations, Hollywood, entertainment, the media, publishing, the newspapers. So it's hard to see what influential institutions that conservatives really predominate. I mean, maybe talk radio is one of the last bastions of resistance. But long-term, and we can really see it with somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's an honors student, I guess, in international relations. She knows nothing about economics or the Middle East, and yet she's very arrogant about her ignorance. And she's almost an iconic of the
right
of this generation of hipster. And I don't think that conservatives have quite understood that this new urban aware woke population, whatever you want to call it, they're not getting married, they're not having children.
Forgive me for cutting you off. This is such an important point. We'll be back in just a moment with Victor Davis Hanson. Folks, do not touch the dial.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says he's giving Mexico a year to halt the flow of illegal drugs across its border with the United States, or he'll slap tariffs on vehicles coming in. The president on his way to Calexico, California, to inspect a border wall. It's seen as a surprise move. The president says he was pulling Ron Vitello's nomination to lead U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Vitello is now the acting director of ICE and will remain in that capacity. Ethiopian authorities have issued a preliminary report on the March 10th crash that killed 157 people. They found that a malfunctioning sensor sent faulty data to the Boeing 737 MAX 8's anti-stall system. Actor Jesse Smollett could face a civil court battle in Chicago. He's refused to repay the city more than $130,000. This is SRN News.
I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fire.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I am pleased as punch, to quote the late Hubert Humphrey, to have as my guest on this program the great Victor Davis Hanson. His new book is called The Case for Trump. We're discussing that right now. Dr. Hanson, you were just saying that we have this demographic of woke people in the urban world. Many of them are not getting married. And you were talking about how Hollywood, the world, the academy, and the world of journalism, such as it was, have been taken over by the left. It's the long march through the institutions. And you're quite right that to elect a president or some people in Congress and the Senate, or even to put in some justices who have a high view of the Constitution, is not enough. What do you think this president might be able to do, for example, with something like Common Core? Do you think he'll be able, through Betsy DeVos, to affect just the world of education positively?
Well, she's done a lot. She's trying to restore the First and Fifth Amendment back to campus. She's suggesting that maybe universities, with a wink and a nod, relied on the federal government for loan guarantees in order to jack up their tuition annually above the rate of inflation. So she's starting to move, but I think it's more holistic in the sense that when you have millions of young people who move to cities and they don't marry, they don't have children, they don't buy a home, and in defense of some of them, that collectively they're under $1.5 trillion in student debt. But whatever the reason is, they're lacking the sort of conservative stimuli that make a person responsible to fix the pipe under the sink or make sure that they've got a reliable air-conditioned repairman or to put off their own appetites, to put braces on their kids' teeth, or to worry about their wife's health or their husband's well-being. So these are the things that make the American family and middle class, and they're under economic and cultural assault. So it's hard to know where we're going to get. We're going to be in an antithesis where Western Pennsylvania has to balance Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Southern Michigan's got to balance Ann Arbor and Detroit. San Joaquin Valley of California and Sacramento have to balance the coast. But we have these geographical divides now that the numbers are not on our side unless we can make inroads into these communities. And in Trump's defense, when he emphasizes the anti-Catholic bias of people like Kamala Harris or Dianne Feinstein, or the anti-Semitism of Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar, or he appeals to the African-American community and says unguarded borders allow people to come in and undercut wages of entry-level workers from the inner city, or if he says to the Latino and Black communities, the real epidemic against lethal epidemic against your communities is unrestricted abortion, then you're starting to see that he's picking up some percentages. They don't have to be great, given the Democratic Party's write-off of the middle class. And if he can do that, sort of like a proverbial fox in their hen house, come in and poach their constituencies, not cynically, but because he believes in them, then I think we have a chance.
I have to say that, even though you're right about the urban demographic, young people not getting married and so on and so forth, simply getting a job forces us to deal with reality, right? In other words, if you're not doing your job, you bump into market realities pretty much wherever you go. And you cannot really exist in that bubble forever. But I guess I wonder why people are not. Laura Ingraham has talked about this, that where is this president's cabinet? They ought to be out there making speeches, helping people understand the worldview that this president is putting forward. He has a way about him that's just magnificent on the stump. But I think that it would be important for people like Betsy DeVos or Ben Carson or others to give speeches framing things so that the American people can hear them from these different angles. That's not happening. I can't exactly understand why, but it isn't happening.
No, it isn't. We see a little bit with Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen and with Secretary Pompeo now. But I think in the past, there were two reasons for that. One, Trump had no constituency among the establishment Republicans. Many of them were never Trump and continued to be. So
right.
When he came into office, his message of draining the swamp scared the daylights out of them. So they either did not join his administration, or if they did, they did so, as we saw in the September 5th, 2018 anonymous New York Times op-ed, they did it to undermine him. And then second, the sort of Paul Ryan mindset permeated the Republican government, administrative and legislative, and it was basically, let me put my finger in the wind because I don't know what's going to happen to Trump. Is he going to be charged with the Emoluments Clause, the 25th Amendment, the Mueller investigation is going to get him, the Voting Machines Act? So they were very coy, and they were hedging their bets. We saw that with that tragic comic McCabe Rosenstein pseudo coup, where they thought they were actually going to talk to cabinet members and poll them. So you're right about that. But I think it was self-interested careerism that prevents people from being unapologetic, loyal cabinet members getting out in the stump.
I guess I'm also wondering about what was once called journalism in America. I mean, it strikes me as not less. Oh, we're going to go to a break. I will finish that sentence and continue talking to Victor Davis Hanson on the other side of this break. Stick around.
Like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Albin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is—it's very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe, and within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people, so check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas for Americans for Freedom of Religion. Look, I am blessed to have a platform where I can be authentic and open about who I am and what I believe. But too many public school students who want to peacefully pray, read the Bible, and share about their faith are silenced, embarrassed, and even disciplined by teachers and administrators. Americans for Freedom of Religion.org teaches students of all faiths that they're protected while living out their faith in their public school. You'll find the Department of Education's clear guidelines on Americans for Freedom of Religion.org. No student should have to apologize for being true to their values that you as parents worked so hard to instill in them. If you're a concerned Christian parent, please contact us so we can tell you how to get involved locally. You can volunteer, you can pray, and you can donate to keep our nonprofit mission moving forward. Visit Americans for freedomofreligion.org to learn more. We need your partnership to achieve our goals. What's happening in our public schools to Christian students can be changed, and we're asking for your help. Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas here. You all know how much I love MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. This is not a joke. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057, and use promo code ERIC or METAXAS to get 30% off plus free shipping, or go to MyPillow.com, but be sure to use the code ERIC or METAXAS, MyPillow.com.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships.
Hey there, folks. That's the great Bobby Darin. We could not get him in the studio today, but we couldn't even get Victor Davis Hanson in the studio. Victor Davis Hanson, nonetheless, a joy to have you with us. I hope next time we can at least get you on Skype, because, you know, we like
well,
you.
Well, thank you. Bert. Yeah, I hope I can do that.
We're gonna make it happen. I just wanted to make the point that it's funny to the point of absurd that we have to rely on an opinion person like Sean Hannity to dragoon Sarah Carter and John Solomon and Greg Jarrett to do the actual work of journalism to find out what is happening to our republic, and that places like the New York Times and CNN have utterly abdicated their role. Can we really function if we don't have people at places like the New York Times and CNN taking their job seriously enough to do the legwork? I have to say I've never loved the New York Times, but I could count on it at least to try to do its job. It seems to have ceased altogether. I can hardly believe that I've lived to see this.
Well, I don't think it seems. I mean, it's not only, according to the Shorenson Center at Harvard, the media is about 85% to 90%, depending on when they calibrate their ratings, anti-Trump in their coverage. But even more frightening, they have a new apologetics for this. Jim Rutenberg of the New York Times wrote an op-ed, said, in the age of Trump, one can't be disinterested. Christiane Amanpour not only had written that in 2016, but the other night she asked James Comey why he did not consider locking Trump supporters up, who said, lock her up. That was kind of ironic, given that Jim Comey has called the President of the United States a liar on many occasions. But so I think what they're saying to all of us is, they being the left-wing media, or which is now the media itself, is that Trump is so abhorrent, he's so singularly unfit, that any means necessary, including rampant and acknowledged bias, are justified for this noble end of remove, either aborting his campaign in 2016 or aborting his transition in 2016-17, or aborting his presidency. So they're advocates now, and they go from one psychodrama, the voting machines, to another. It's the Emolument Clause, the 25th Amendment, the Palace coup, the Mueller investigation, Trump's taxes, Stormy Daniels.
Well, let me ask you, because I like to give the other people the benefit of the doubt, even when they're plumb loco like Christian Amanpour. What do you think goes through her mind? I mean, she's not an idiot. So how is it possible for someone of her stature to suggest that chanting "lock her up" in America is such an offense that we might lock up the people chanting it? I guess I'd love to know what your guess is as to how she could formulate that.
Well, I think she navigates in a very narrow transatlantic intellectual and cultural circle in which, within that echo chamber, issues like global warming or abortion or identity politics, et cetera, they're not questioned. So it's sort of like bishops at a medieval congregation and a meeting, that the idea that anybody would disagree with them is that it just doesn't come up. So when it does, when she does see this large group of people who don't think like herself, her first reaction is, how do we stop these people? Because they're a threat to people from the Ivy League. They're a threat from the people from the Council on Foreign Relations. They're a threat from the New York Times. They're a threat from this entire cultural, sociological, political nexus. And they don't really believe in the Constitution. As leftists, they believe that their ends or their agenda of social equality and equality of result are so noble that in French revolutionary fashion, they're entitled to do almost anything to achieve them.
Well, that's clearly what's behind it. But I still wonder how someone like Christian Amanpour could be so dramatically foolish as to publicly state that she thinks that when people say something like that, they might be criminally culpable. I'm just fascinated.
But who would object to that? I mean, she said it, and did Jim Comey politely demurred? It wasn't outrage, but her CNN producers probably saw some of the questions she was going to ask in advance. They weren't upset about it. The New York Times was not upset about it. MSNBC was not upset about it. Joe Biden didn't weigh in.
Okay, well,
who would object
right.
to that?
Yeah, well, I would, and you would, and anybody who has any inkling of what it means to be an American, of course, would. And I think that what makes it funny for me is that these people, of course, and it's not as though I'm the first to say it, but these people are behaving in ways that you behave in a fascist culture. In other words, fascism says might makes right. If we don't like what you say, we will shut you up by any means necessary. The irony that they would castigate Trump for behaving that way, who has not behaved that way, but that they would talk this way, it's magnificent. I just think we should shout ourselves hoarse from the rooftops, because this is something that's fundamentally unacceptable in American life. I felt the same way when Dianne Feinstein incredibly stupidly said the dogma lives strongly within you. And she was talking to, yeah. I can't forget the name of the woman who hopefully will be our next Supreme Court justice. But the idea that a senator, not a new senator, but a hoary old senator, someone who ought to know better, would dare to question the religious liberty or the religious thinking of somebody like that. It's breathtaking, I guess, is my point. It's absolutely breathtaking. And the fact that everyone isn't screaming and threatening to riot over it, it's an amazing thing to me that people of that stature can get away with saying things like that.
Well, I think it's because they feel that it not only doesn't offend their constituency, but it resonates among them. You see that with the anti-Semitism of these three new House representative members. The Democratic old guard can't even call them to account, because to do so would offend so many of their base that
right.
they feel that they would
okay.
be in danger politically.
Forgive me again. We got another break. I want to pick this right up in a moment. Folks, I'm talking to Victor Davis Hanson. The new book is The Case for Trump. This is the Eric Metaxas Show.
Today, Don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Anne Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better if you don't get my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
And then you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing in theaters.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump doesn't view former Vice President Joe Biden as a threat should he launch a bid for the White House.
He's been there a long time. His record's not good. He'd have to run on the Obama failed record. You look at what happened with so many different things, North Korea, the Middle East, the economy never got going. No, I don't think Joe's a threat.
Biden gave a speech to an electrical workers union conference today as he nears a decision on whether to run for president in 2020. It was his first time speaking publicly since women started telling their stories about his behavior with them. Hiring rebounding in a big way in March as U.S. employers added 196,000 jobs. That's up sharply from February. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate remained at 3.8%. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 21 points. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I have the great joy now of speaking with Victor Davis Hanson. The book is The Case for Trump. Just a few minutes left. Victor Davis Hanson, we were just talking about how really the old guard in the Democratic Party seems to be afraid to speak against these young lions, these arrogant young lions who are really muling cubs. Nonetheless, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, so on down the line, don't seem to have the courage to stand against this. So my question is, do you think that they are in fact eating their own and that we're going to end up with a McGovern versus a Nixon in this election? It seems to me that that's the general narrative.
Yeah, I think that's the $64,000 question we all ask ourselves. Are they going to go the full 72 McGovern or maybe even the 1984 Mondale? Or are they going to fly the brakes before they go with the cliff? Because this menu that they're advancing, albeit haphazardly, the new Green Deal or reparations or infanticide, essentially, or wealth tax, 90% top rate, 16-year-old voting, abolish student debt, abolish the wall in some places, abolish electoral college, abolish ICE. Those aren't 51% winning issues. So you wonder when somebody's going to disassociate themselves with it. But I mentioned the French Revolution, and that's what happened in those six or seven iterations.
But certainly.
Today's normality seems tomorrow as if it's reactionary,
right,
and then it has to be trumped by something even more loony.
Yeah, well, we've
And
never...
then you have this other contradiction that their brand now is identity politics, and that's a subtext for white toxic masculinity, and
right,
yet the three leading candidates in the polls are all white male. So how do you square that circle?
I'm going to make a prediction on the Eric Metaxas show, and no one can stop me because I'm Eric Metaxas. I will say this. I think out of the weeds at the 11th hour or maybe the 10th hour or 8th hour will arise Hillary Rodham Clinton to save the party. I think that she is hanging back in the weeds waiting for an opportune moment to save things, and that she's smart enough, and Bill is, they're both smart enough, politically savvy enough to understand that to come in now is only to invite trouble. She has the name recognition. She has the bona fides with the moderates and with the lefties. I think that she is foolish enough to step into the fray one last time. I'll just throw it out there, and I wonder what you think of that.
I think you're right that they're going to look for somebody, but the record of people like that, whether it's Tom Dewey or Mitt Romney or Adlai Stevenson, isn't good. I think it's more likely that if they go this way, we're going to see Michelle Obama step in the ring with a wink and a nod saying, Barack, this is a way of getting two more terms of Barack Obama. And then I'm going to be as radical as you are superficially, but then I'm going to go to Wall Street and to corporate America and say, you know,
right,
you know what I did. I wasn't a socialist. So
right. Right.
I think he was, but
yeah,
he would be more reassuring to big money Democrats than would Kamala Harris or Elizabeth
right.
Warren.
Oh, for sure.
Cory Booker.
My goodness, we're out of time. Victor Davis Hanson, I'm just so grateful to you for your time. I hope we can get you back, preferably on Skype. In any event, congratulations on the book, The Case for Trump. Folks, grab a copy. Thanks for listening. And again, thank you, Victor Davis Hanson.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.